Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Get in the know, nonstop Vikings talk. It's Purple Daily on Score North and ScoreNorth.com.
Dan Campbell doesn't just like football. Dan Campbell loves football.
That doesn't happen by accident. Everything we talked about, we stayed the course, which you guys have done, man. And we're playing some pretty clean, physical football, man.
Football!
Football, yeah! Yeah. Football! Yeah. Football!
Yeah. Get some!
Always going to be freaking hilarious. Dan Campbell. Welcome into a Saturday Checkdown episode of Purple Daily here. Just a little quick hitter for your Memorial Day weekend. And we're gonna talk about an insane graphic and stat that went out a couple days ago, courtesy of the NFL on CBS Twitter account. We'll get to it. It's just like, if you're a Vikings fan, man, it's just kind of depressing, but we'll talk through it. This show is presented by our friends over at TCL. No matter what you watch, TCL has award-winning TVs for any budget, any space, all with stunning picture quality. TCL makes more than just TVs. They offer mobile products, audio devices, home appliances. TCL brings you joy and simplicity through innovative technology. Learn more at TCL.com. And a hello to our friends at Three Jack, a great place this summer. If you like golf, food, and great cocktails and drinks, you'll find all those things at Three Jack.
God, I can't believe they just made a building that has all my favorite things just right at my disposal. You know, they got the chicken sandwiches. They got those nachos with Mackie Judd and myself destroyed. That chicken sandwich. Oh, I mean, talk dirty to me a little bit here, okay? In fact, let's say you're staying home for Memorial Weekend. Like Judd. Judd doesn't like to go anywhere. You can actually book a simulator this weekend. I'm seeing tee times on Sunday for Memorial Weekend. If you want to get some swings in, go and do it with our friends at Three Jack in the North Loop. It's a great spot. They also have a great selection of food. You can go to 3jack.com to reserve those bay. That's 3jack.com.
All right. Can you guys see this? Maybe if I zoom in a little bit.
Yeah, zoom in a little more.
Here. Okay.
Up the depression of Memorial Day weekend. Thank you.
Right, this is for the YouTube audience. You can see the visual. For the podcast audience, we will explain this, okay? This is really sad. So, and there's a different graphic that actually went out. I should find that one, too, that puts the Super Bowl titles on it, too. But most division titles in the NFL since the merger, in order. And I'm also going to give you some of the Super Bowl totals, too. Steelers, 24 division titles, 6 Super Bowl championships. Patriots, 21. Cowboys and Niners, all 21 division championships. All right? We'll get back to the Super Bowl titles thing. Vikings are 5th all-time with 19 division championships since the merger. Packers have 16. So the Vikings have 3 more division titles than the Packers do. Colts have 15, Broncos have 15, the Rams have 14, the Chiefs have 13, the Dolphins have 13. So if you start to do the Super Bowl title math here, among the top 4 teams, okay, so Steelers, Patriots, Niners, Cowboys, if you win your division, it equals Super Bowls to some extent, right? Mm-hmm. 22 Super Bowls among those top four teams. And then the next five teams, there's like 15 more Super Bowls. Four, I think it's 14, maybe 14 or 15 more Super Bowls. Plus the Eagles have 12, Raiders 12 division titles, Seahawks, Bears. Every other team inside the top 13 of this list, Bears, Super Bowl title, I think I said them, has at least one and up to six Super Bowl championships. The Vikings have a fart noise. So I know this is depressing, but I think when you see it laid out like this, how is this possible?
Well, unfortunately, this is going to take some discussion because the answer to that question is fairly in-depth. Well, first of all, it's almost not possible. But the answer to the question actually starts in the 70s. Because if you go back to that time period, the Vikings went to four Super Bowls, lost them all, and eight of those 19 division titles were the old NFC Central. So they won eight division titles because the Packers were god-awful.
Yeah.
They won eight division titles. They went to four Super Bowls, which I know a lot of you who weren't born yet are like, what? We would just take a Super Bowl, and I don't necessarily disagree with you. But the reality is that's where it started. So you don't accidentally beat the Chiefs, you know? I mean, you're favored by double digits in that first one. After that, it takes the occasional meltdown. 87, again, the incomplete pass. We can debate, did Darren Nelson drop it or not? But the reality is, if he catches it, you at least give yourself a chance there to go to a Super Bowl. 1998 then, and 2009. I would argue that then those three were your next three chances, right? So because the Vikings certainly weren't as dominant in any decade as they were the 70s. But in the 80s, you had 87. In the 90s, without question, 98. And in the aughts, you had 2009. And so the combination of basically bleeping away in the 70s, just a golden chance to win one. I'm not saying win all four. I'm not even saying win two. I'm saying win one. And then the occasional, I guess we could call it meltdown with very good teams. And I would consider 87, but for sure 98 and 2009, Phil, to be meltdowns. I think that's how we get where we are today. And the last thing, too, is I know that there have been other conference title game appearances, but 2000 and in 41 donut, you got destroyed. So I don't really consider that to be a great chance because your team just got done. In 2017, you got done. That's too bad. But we are talking about three opportunities with 87, 98, and 2009 when you were on the doorstep and had every chance to go. And, you know, 2009, they probably win it, right? They probably win that one. So that's how we get to a place of futility of Super Bowl championships that does, back to your point, remain mind-boggling.
Dude, the Jets have won two division titles since the merger in like 1970, and they have a Super Bowl.
Yep.
They've won two. The Ravens have, this is crazy, the Ravens have only won the division six times. Six times! And they have two Super Bowl championships over that stretch. Here's another trend. When you look at the top four teams, Steelers, well, actually Steelers, maybe not, but Patriots, Niners, Cowboys especially. They're winning divisions because they have great organizations, they have great rosters, but they have the cherry on top, which is Hall of Fame quarterback, right? Because like a lot of these franchises can build a good roster for a stretch of time. And the Vikings are probably, it's funny, the Vikings are probably the best, and maybe the Steelers fall in here. Terry Bradshaw, I would argue, even though he's a Hall of Famer, was not a great quarterback. He was, go look at some of his numbers, even relative to the era. You know, he had a couple pop-up years, and he played big in some big games. But yeah, it was the Steeler defenses that were historical and kind of carried some of that, right? So you have to have a great roster. But when you plop Tom Brady on top of a great roster, and then you plop Joe Montana and you plop Steve Young on top of a great roster, and you plop Roger Staubach and Troy Aikman on top of a great roster, or Packers, right? Plop a Bart Starr, a Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers on top of a great roster. It's the thing that you need to win Super Bowls. the Vikings win divisions because they build great rosters. Historically, they're constantly putting out pretty good offenses and pretty good defenses. In the 80s, they had really good defenses. You know, they had some good defenses in the 2000s, right? But then they're plopping like, for half of these division titles, they're plopping like Jim McMahon as the quarterback or Gus Frerotte and Tavares Jackson, Christian Ponder and Teddy Bridgewater, right? Like, it's not Brett Favre for 1 year, and that was the closest you probably came.
Yeah.
If you were plopping Aikman, Steve Young, Tom Brady on top of those Vikings rosters, the Vikings would be considered probably a 4 or 5 times Super Bowl champion organization, I would think.
So unless I'm forgetting here, I want to say that the Vikings' most recent appearances in the conference championship games have been 2017 with backup Case Keenum, who had a great year, but was certainly not going to be a long-term solution. 2009 with Brett Favre, who you essentially poached from the team that fans in this town hate the most. 2001, Dante developed. That's great. So that counts as actually as bad as that game was, being a positive development of a quarterback. But 1998, Randall Cunningham, a guy that you talked out of retirement the year before. So again, we're never talking about, for the most part, stability of the position. That's most important. The other problem with that chart is this too. And again, this goes back to the Tarkington teams. Opportunity lost. Okay. Pittsburgh in the 70s was dominant. They beat the Vikings in the Super Bowl. Great team. The Patriots didn't pop up until around 2000. I mean, the Patriots had a lot of years. They did go and play the Bears in 86 in the Super Bowl, but that team got just destroyed, and that organization was unstable till Belichick arrived, okay? San Francisco didn't pop up until Bill Walsh of Montana in the 80s. Dallas, stable for a long time. But my point is, two of the teams that are at the top of that list also were nothing or certainly weren't powerhouses when the Vikings were going to Super Bowls.
Yeah. It's, Declan, from your perspective, I mean, you and I were both not around for the most dominant Vikings era, but we've seen some good Vikings football teams that...
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Yeah, it's pretty mind-blowing, especially when you look at the other teams that, you know, like the Ravens haven't won a lot of divisions, but I believe the Baltimore Ravens have the best playoff winning percentage in the NFL, like of all time, since they've entered the NFL. I know they're you know, a newish team, per se, but
they moved
always...
from Cleveland, though, so yeah, exactly.
Since they became Baltimore, they have, like, legitimately, I think, the best playoff winning percentage, so division championships haven't really mattered for them. But yeah, when you look at the top of the list, yeah, the Steelers, the Niners, the Cowboys, yeah, you know, the Patriots now in the last 20 years too in that same timeline. You look at all these teams that have multiple Super Bowl championships, and probably the teams that, you know, in the Steelers, the Niners, the Cowboys, the Patriots, probably the four most recognizable NFL franchises. I think if you just pulled a random person on the street, they probably could know who that team is. And the Vikings are in there in terms of division titles, playoff appearances, and not once have they just lucked their way into winning a Super Bowl. It's amazing.
Dude, like, I feel like everything about Minnesota sports is a mathematical impossibility.
Yep.
You know, having four major men's professional teams not even get to a championship round since 1991, someone laid the math out on that, and it was like, getting struck by lightning was like this likely, and then, you know, not making it to the NHL Stanley Cup Finals at some point was next. And for you to win 19 divisions and not stumble your way into a championship at some point is pretty crazy. It's pretty crazy. And dude, how about the Giants only having 8 division titles, too?
Yeah. I think what's more incredible, though, is this. I think it's more incredible that since, what would it have been, January of 77, that this team hasn't gone to a Super Bowl and just, you know, that the 98 team would have been a disappointment if they had gone to the Super Bowl and lost, right?
Yeah.
But we can't even talk about that. 2009, you are basically in position to beat the Saints on the road in a game that you statistically dominated. That's what's incredible to me that they have not been to a Super Bowl since I was 7 years old. That's where I am just amazed. Like, if you give yourself a chance there, right, and you lose, it's like, okay, that sucks. But the majority of the people, I think, watching this show right now haven't even seen a Super Bowl appearance with 19 division championships.
Still. Isn't it weird? I was just pointing through my head because I remember the first Super Bowl I ever remember watching was the one that was at the Metrodome. It was Washington versus
Buffalo.
Thurman
Thomas forgot his helmet. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was Buffalo's second loss of the four. And so I remember, like, in the 90s, just the spectacle, all the Cowboys and the star under the lights, right? And then the Niners and then the Patriots era and just the pomp and circumstance. And I have a hard time even envisioning a Vikings team on the field for a Super Bowl. Like, when you allow yourself to go there and you're thinking about some of the big Super Bowl matchups we've seen, Eagles versus Patriots, the Chiefs versus the whoever's, like, can you even envision the Vikings running out onto the football field on Super Bowl Sunday and the world talking about the Vikings for 2 weeks? Like, it almost short circuits my brain.
What team of the four men's teams that we talk about the most, what team can you guys actually envision being in their championship?
Well, the Twins, because I remember it.
Yeah.
So I would just say, because it's something that tangibly happened in my lifetime and I've seen it, probably sure. The Twins. In terms of who's the closest, it's probably not the Twins, but yeah, I mean, the Wolves seem like they play in a different league than, like, the Warriors and the Bulls from the 90s. And dude, I remember the first time the Wolves beat Michael Jordan. It took like 10 years of franchise history before they beat Michael Jordan, and they literally dropped confetti at Target Center.
97.
It's just insane.
Exactly.
So anyhow, we just wanted to throw this out and have a little therapy session here, presented by our friends at Finch Home Solutions, by the way.
Yes, and Finch does a great job. All of your electrical needs, they can take care of. There is the Finch van that's going to show up at your doorstep. They're going to be courteous. They're going to be professional. And probably most importantly, for guys like Dex and myself who don't have a lot of patience, they're going to be quick. And Cody and his
come
team
on,
pride
on.
Themselves. No, you know what? They're very – no, they don't get upset. They don't get excited. What they do is they show up and they do great work, installation, repair, or any other – services, storm damage, guess what? Finch can fix it. Outdoor lighting projects, Finch can do that. Car chargers, inside too. Flickering lights, which, by the way, can be a problem, can be dangerous. Dead outlets, even rewiring your entire home. Finch can do it all, and they are courteous, professional, and fantastic. So go to finchhomesolutions.com. They've got a form right there. It's easy to fill out. They can find out what the problem is. They could show up in the van and they can fix the problems. 612-357-2604 or finchhomesolutions.com. Cody and his team love two things. One, customer service. Two, the Vikings. So, Cody, I do apologize if you are watching this right now. We did not mean to try to ruin your Memorial Day weekend.
Thank you for hanging out with us here. Hope you guys have a great Memorial Day weekend. And we will see you tomorrow for Eventline on Purple Daily. Daily Vikings Entertainment.